This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Today our guest is Brian Corbett, who leads Carlisle's Global Investment Resources Group. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Chris.
Tell us what this group is and how it got started.
What might be helpful here, Chris, is a little bit of background. So I've been at Carlisle for 9 years. When I first joined the firm, I worked in our government affairs operation, and my job was to think about how public policy affected Carlisle, our portfolio companies, and the various operations of Carlisle's different funds. And then about 4 years ago, Bill Conway wanted me to think more holistically about how we were leveraging the firm's resources. Because of my job in government affairs, where I worked with lots of different people around the firm, both in the U.S. and globally, he thought I was naturally positioned to take on a new role thinking about how we take our One Carlisle culture and translate it into a set of services and value creation capabilities to support our investment teams and our portfolio companies.
So can you give us a couple of examples of what you actually do and how that helps create value?
So if you think of the One Carlisle Portfolio Resources Group as having two focuses, the transaction pre-closing period and then the post-closing portfolio piece. In the transaction resources bucket, we work with our teams on sourcing and diligence primarily. And two good examples. One is the ADT Korea deal we completed about 2 years ago. I received a call on a Friday afternoon from one of our colleagues in Korea who was looking at the ADT process. He had heard that ADT was selling their Korean division. And he was trying to see if Carlisle had any relationships that could help us get into this process. We were able to reach out and get Carlisle inserted into that deal at a pretty late stage. We also brought several operating advisors to that deal that could help with due diligence. By tapping into this network, we could give Carlisle a more competitive position in a bid process that ultimately helped us to win the deal. Another good example of how we use this One Carlisle Resources Group during due diligence is to bring a differentiated view to the diligence process. Recently, our middle market fund CEOF invested in a company called L Discovery, a legal technology business. As part of the due diligence, the team reached out to us and said, hey, we want to understand if any of our portfolio companies use eDiscovery. Are people in the marketplace aware of L Discovery and what's their view? So we were able to reach out to 9 or 10 of our largest law firm partners, to a number of portfolio companies, to basically conduct a market assessment to better understand L Discovery's customer penetration and where there might be opportunity for growth with them after the closing. We were trying to work with the team to bring this Carlisle view to their investment thesis, so when they met with the investment committee, they could say, in addition to all the other diligence we've done, we've actually done a separate Carlisle-only piece of diligence that's focused on customer penetration, and the reason we could do that is because of our relationships. So the team was able to build into their investment thesis a certain percentage of new revenue that could be obtained through these relationships that we had post-closing. And subsequent to the closing now, we've worked with the CEO and the deal team to put in place an action plan to leverage these relationships. We've done about 80 new customer introductions for this portfolio company, and we think we are uniquely positioned to do that for a company because of the geographic breadth and expertise that we have across Carlisle.
When you make these types of introductions of this new company to an existing Carlisle portfolio company, do you mandate that they use the service, or do you just make it available to them and make them aware of it?
Everything that we do is voluntary. What I like to think about is we've created a value creation menu for our portfolio company CEOs and deal teams. They can look at the different services and capabilities we have and say, we want help with customer introductions, or we want help with rationalizing our real estate spend. But the rest of the capabilities, we don't really need those. So I want to go back to the services that we offer. You asked how we do this, how does it work? The piece that we've spent a lot of time on is a post-closing value creation. There are really three verticals of value creation that we offer our portfolio companies post-closing. The first is how we help companies with revenue growth. We support companies with customer introductions. We will help companies enter new markets. We worked with one of our portfolio companies that was looking to enter China for the first time. And the Chinese market, from both a regulatory and a PR perspective, was pretty difficult to navigate. But because we have government affairs expertise in China, we have a communications team, we are able to leverage that to help this portfolio company position themselves in a market that they had never entered before. The second vertical where we spend a lot of time is focused on performance improvement. My colleague Frank Finelli has, over the last 4 to 5 years, developed a leveraged purchasing platform at Carlyle. And the idea is, how do we harness the aggregate purchasing power across our portfolio companies to drive down costs? All of our companies need to rent hotels for their employees. They need to rent cars. They have paper costs and FedEx costs. And if we were pooled together, Carlyle's portfolio companies, and negotiate preferred vendor agreements, we'll lower costs for those companies. So Frank and his team over the years have built a sophisticated platform with about 70 different portfolio companies participating. There are about 25 to 30 different product categories that companies can sign up to. The other area where the purchasing team has spent a lot of time recently is around IT efficiency and healthcare costs, as well as real estate costs. We have found that our portfolio companies have a number of issues that they face around the functional spend area. So if we can provide resources to help our companies think about lower IT costs or more efficient IT structures and frameworks, how can they reduce healthcare costs? How can they better rationalize their real estate footprint? That adds to real value and accrues to the EBITDA. The third vertical, in addition to the revenue growth and the performance improvement, is what we think about as corporate intelligence. That is, what resources do we have at Carlyle that we can leverage to support our portfolio companies? We've developed a sophisticated government affairs team, a large communications effort that has a global footprint. We have a director of research here at Carlyle. How are we using this in-house expertise to support our portfolio companies? We're looking for ways to introduce our portfolio companies to resources we have at Carlyle that may help them solve problems that they didn't have the right tool for. So when we make an investment in a portfolio company, we will sit down with the CEO of that company as well as the deal team here at Carlyle, and we'll talk about this menu.
Have you found that, especially during the due diligence phase, that this array of services is a differentiator for us?
We have found it to be a differentiator in a couple of ways. One is positioning Carlyle as the right partner from a brand perspective. We can offer them access to different CEOs or companies that a portfolio company couldn't reach before. So by affiliating with us, they can enhance their brand. We have found it to be a differentiator from a pure value creation perspective. If you partner with Carlyle and we invest with you, here's what we can deliver, and we will pencil out the numbers from both a performance improvement perspective as well as specific new revenue goals.
Are we alone in the private equity space in terms of trying to effectively harness the whole institution to create value, or are we playing catch up with our competitors?
We're taking a different approach than our competitors. Because the model at Carlyle is very decentralized, when we invest in a portfolio company, we will give that management team capital, and we will back good managers, and we will interact with that portfolio company through our position on the board. Where some of our competitors actually will embed some employees or consultants into a portfolio company to support it, we take a different approach. We've created a different model for supporting value creation at our portfolio companies, and it's this idea of a voluntary menu that I discussed. This menu approach is more consistent both with our culture and with the structure of our funds and with the ways that we want to interact with the management teams at our portfolio companies. So we are not alone, but because of our breadth geographically and the depth of expertise we have at our different funds, we think that our model creates inherent advantages that give Carlyle a more competitive positioning in both bidding for deals and for creating value post-acquisition.
Looking ahead, do you anticipate that your group will be even more embedded in the institution? And what will that look like and what will the impact be?
We have very strong take up in the United States with our portfolio companies, good take up in Europe, and improving take up in Asia. Europe and Asia are real areas of focus for us. There are opportunities from the leveraged purchasing perspective to achieve some generalized cost savings across our companies in Japan, for example. As we invest in larger companies in Asia and take more controlling positions, the need for value creation services will become greater. The other area where I think we need to be more proactive is expanding the menu of services we offer. When I look at our portfolio companies, I try to identify common pain points that each of them have and think about what solution can Carlyle offer that will save those companies time and money. One area we've really focused on is executive talent for our boards and senior management of our companies. All of our companies face massive hiring needs. And because of our network here at Carlyle, we're exposed to lots of great people who could be good fits at different companies. So we've begun to build an internal search/placement function where we're tracking candidates, we're tracking individuals, we're making introductions to deal teams and to management teams and trying to put talent in front of our companies and deal teams and let them figure out where there might be a fit. Increasingly, as our LPs are looking to partner with us to tap into Carlyle's intellectual capital, we see One Carlyle and our ability to gather consensus views across the firm and to deliver those to LPs is a real differentiator for us.
Brian, thank you for sharing your thoughts on how we harness Carlyle's global network to help our portfolio companies create value. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlyle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlyle.com. This has been a Carlyle ValueCast podcast.